Today's daf in Masechet Erechin brought to you on the road is daf hey, and we were holding about five lines down from the middle of the page, gufa, and this is the involvement right now in the abaya of Rabbah that we spoke about yesterday. And remember that there were a number of issues that we had raised. The question of nidon bichvodo, which means that if you have an Avish and a Shamat Luyabo, it comes to represent the entirety. And that is something that is true even on Damim. The question of whether Kedusha is mitpashetet bekulam and something is Kedushat HaMizbeah. We had a machloket whether that's true only Lagabi and Avish and a Shamat Luyabo, whether that's true on anything, even on Regel. And then there was the question of whether we would say both together. Would we say the idea? And then a third issue, which is that once something is shayach to the Mizbeach, even if you make it Kedushat Damim, if it's usable by the Mizbeach, it becomes entirely Kedushat Haguf. Those were the issues that we spoke about yesterday. And today we want to go into the question that we raised yesterday, which was, Boy Rabbah, Dmei Roshi, Lagabi Mizbeach. Somebody's magdish the value of his head. And he gives it to the Mizbeach. So, Mao. Nidon bechvodo, eno nidon bechvodo. In this particular case, would we say that since this is a neshama, this is an Avrish, a neshama tluyavo, you should pay for the whole thing or not? And here's what our question is. Do we say on the one hand that is nidon bechvodo, eno nidon bechvodo? Do we say on the one hand, lo ashkechan bedamim, that eno nidon bechvodo? Since the bottom line is that when a person gives damim, which is essentially what he's giving over here. The fact he's giving it to the Mizbeach should be unimportant. So there's always a concept of Nidon Bechvodo by Damim. Same thing as we said by Arach, and same thing as we said by Damim itself, by Neder. Or, Odilma, Lo Ashkan Megavim Mizbeach Di Nidon Bechvodo. Never do we see a concept of Nidon Bechvodo by the Mizbeach. That's Kedushat HaGuf. In this particular case, the question is, can we utilize the relationship of the Hitpashtut Kedusha to say that we'd have a din of even the Gami Mizbeach, something that isn't royal in Mizbeach, it should also be considered to be Nido Bechvodo in terms of Domi to the Mizbeach. Teku. That question remains standing. All right, this was something that we had gotten into originally. Again, as we said, only before we knew the Braita of somebody who's Magdish Rosh Parato. The truth is, as Tosafot points out, once we know that, we already said, we don't say Nidon Bechvodo, even when it comes to a Parah, if the thing itself is not Roy as it is in its entirety, for the Mizbeach, we don't say the Mizbeach is Tophesit completely.
So what would you do in this take? You'd go with the higher?
That's why, no, those are saying that it doesn't, there is no real take. Because the Gemara already said this was the original take. But it asked, I mean, how could it possibly be different than Rosh Parato? So we said yesterday that was before we knew that Braita. So Stor says, well, obviously when it says this take, it means before we knew this Braita. It's simply repeating what we said before. But it's not that we've changed our mind. There is no real take. The din is that he's not Nidon before.
That he's not Nidon.
Correct. It's not going to be better than Rosh Parah. Where we said, you just give the Rosh Parah the way it is in a butcher shop. Boy Rava. Somebody says, Erki Alai Lagabe Mizbeach. Now, this is very strange. Normally, Erechin is a din in Damim to the Berech HaBayit, not to the Mizbeach. A guy wants to give the concept of Erechin, but he wants it to go to the Kedushas Mizbeach, not to the normal Kedushas Damim for Berech HaBayit. Mao, what would be the din if he cannot afford to pay the Erech? Is he included in the concept of Erech and to be Nidon Be'Seg Yad, which we said that the Kohen can be Marich, his ability to pay up until the lower limit of just one Selah, which is a Shekel Dioraita, or not? Or Nidon Be'Seg Yad? Then what is our Safek? On the one hand, we could say, look, I mean, if a guy is using a lashon of Erech, and Lashkan Erech and Deino Nidon Be'Seg Yad. On the one hand, Erech, by definition, is a parsh that's presented in the Torah, and therefore you can't use a borrowed term of Erechin unless you're borrowing the entire metaphor. This is how the Torah describes Erechin. So it includes a Segyat. Or do we say, whoever had it? There's no such thing as a segyat when it comes to Mizbeach. Oh, Dilma, lo ashkan legam Mizbeach, mifrak below shah. We're not going to give somebody a deal to pay less than you're supposed to pay when it comes to the Mizbeach. And therefore, why should there be a din of a segyat? Teku. Once again, the question is whether there's an operative principle of erechin, which we can then translate into giving the money for different purposes, or whether it's all one parsha that needs to remain integral.
Why don't we go by his words? Why don't we...
His words are inconclusive. If the guy would have said,
His intentions.
What?
His intention in his words can be read.
No, they can.
Sure they can, because he's saying, the value of my heir to go to the Mizbeach. That's very clear to me.
But there's okay, now I can afford it. What's it then?
No, that's
that's the question that we're making. Exactly. That's a different issue. That's not clear in his
words. You still got to pay it.
That's a din. Exactly. That's what we're saying. Because if he didn't misbehave, he'd have to pay it. Moshe King, if he's just using the Erech as a reference point, then he would for sure not be asking.
That's our question.
Boy, Ravashi. Another question Ravashi raises, if somebody's Magdish, the value of Steachuzin, now remember that Steachuzin is very similar to Erech, even uses the same amount of money. Chamishim shekel for the entire period of the Yovel for each Zerach Chomer Tzaorim. So it's a very similar question. He's Magdish, the value of Steachuza, but he wants it to go for the Kedusha of a Korba. Now he's coming to be Poda at the way he would be paid the Steachuza, which is the norm. Do we say, you can't be Poda a Steachuza unless you utilize the assigned value of a Steachuza? So lo ashkan steachuzin a mifka ella beit zerach or mesorim bechamishim shekel kesef. Look, that's the bottom line. You can't say I want to pay the value of it. There is no value of it. The Torah defined the value of it in a very abstract way. Or perhaps we should say, odilma lo ashkan gavim mizbeach the mifka ella b'shavio. Maybe the mizbeach always goes according to its value. And there's no other way. If this thing is worth more than that, then the Mizbeach can say, well, you're not getting away with paying less than the market value. There too, take a very similar question in a different guise. Zokta Eilige Mishnah. A child who is less than 30 days old has Domi, so he's neither, but he's not Nerach, because the Torah did not give any value to a human unless it's Ben Chodesh V'mala. Tana Rabbanan. Somebody says, I want to give the value of this infant. And he uses the word erechin. Rabbi Meir Omer, this is Rabbi Meir Shita all over, is that we redefine a statement so that it should mean something. So Rabbi Meir Omer, so then he pays the value, the market value, because he knows perfectly well there's no erechin. Whereas the Chachamim Omer, lo amar klum, it's a nonsensical statement, and there's no chiyuv here at all. But my kamiflege, this is Rabbi Meir's famous shita. Rabbi Meir savar in adam otzid varav levatala v'yodea she'en erechin lepachot b'ben kodesh. And the truth is, even if, as Tosis points out, he doesn't really know what the din is, maybe it's not ma'aretz, but his intent is to achieve something. And therefore, when he says it this way, he means, let the chachamim define it in a way that will be meaningful. So he's gomar v'armar l'shem damim. He's ready to take on whatever he needs to take on. And therefore, it's got to mean something. Whereas the Rabbanan Tzav, Adam Otzid v'Rav l'Vatala, and he accepts the proposition that, it didn't mean anything. What can you do? I tried. Now, asking the Rabbanan Tzav, Adam Rav Gidol Amar Rav, who would be the basis of Rav Gidol Amar Rav's statement that if somebody says, Erech Kli Alai, notin damim, so he gives the value of his TV set. And obviously there's no erech on a TV set, there's only dummy. So the halacha is that he pays the dummy, pays the market value. Clearly that's going to Rabbi Meir. Isn't that a little obvious? If she took Rabbi Meir out to go to Chachamim, we would literally translate the word erech and we would say, this guy's crazy. He didn't say anything. No, it's not so posh. Because Mao de Tema, this case would be true, afilu the Rabbana. Because, so Hatam, I mean, there's a big difference, because over there I could say somebody would make a mistake So Hatamud Toy, Sabakiakati Karakul Ben Kodesh, Ikanabi the Pachotni Ben Kodesh. It's reasonable to say, even according to the Rabbana. I mean, you could say that it's possible for a person to make a mistake over there, and he made an honest mistake, and therefore doesn't mean anything. He knows that somebody once gave the Erech to an infant. That's not a difference. Before 30 days, after 30 days, that he's not aware of. So the Rabbanan would say, why should we redefine his statement to mean something? You made a mistake. You make a mistake, it doesn't work. Mashen Kein over here, everybody knows you can't give a TV set in terms of Erech. How does a person get mixed up about that? Erech is a very specifically human kind of idea. So, Vala Adam Yodea Shein Erech Wichli. And therefore, perhaps even the Rabbanan or Moda, that when you have such an egregious mistake, that it's clear that the guy means something. He doesn't. And in that case, since a person, anybody knows that there's no such thing as the concept of Erech and Wichli, Gomava Amal Hashem Damim. Therefore, the Gemara wants us to know. That no, the Chachamim say the way a statement is made is not redefined just because we say that there's an intent, and therefore it's going only Aliva Rebbe Meir, and that's how Rav is poskening. That's the Gemara. So, I mean, if Rav here is making his psak about this idea only Aliva Rebbe Meir, so then you have to ask, what is the point according to the Rebbe Meir? Lamai Itzrich, why in the world would Rebbe Meir would we need to have a psak that is even more obvious than the previous psak? So what would be the point of restating it? If you're telling me a pochos v'ben chodesh, we're over there, you could say maybe it's an honest mistake. And nonetheless, Rebbe Meir says, no way. It's got to mean something. It's meant to be redefined. So Kol Shekein, in this case, where he knows for sure that it's crazy and the statement means nothing. So why repeat it? Why does Rav feel it's necessary to explain it? Because Rav is worried that we'll misunderstand Rebbe Meir. That perhaps the reason that Rebbe Meir said over there by Pochot Miben Chodesh, that we take it as a statement of a commitment to Domim, is because he's Gozer. It's not because Ein Ana Motzi Dvar Levatala. It's because the Gozer Pochot Miben Chodesh Otu Miben Chodesh. We let a guy get away with murder. So then tomorrow, when he makes the same Erech, when the child is 30 days old, maybe he'll come to think that he doesn't have to worry about it again. Because his friend told him, oh, I tried to do that. The rabbis told me, forget about it, you don't have to worry. So remember, Gozer over there. In case somebody's married for Kli, nobody's going to think that he's parted from real Erech just because he was parted from paying the Erech of a TV set. I mean, there's nothing to be Gozer. So maybe Rebbe Meir does not hold Ein Ana Motzi Dvar Levatala, say Malo, Kamash Malon. Therefore, Rav mentions the case, or even over here, to make it very clear that nobody should make the mistake of thinking there's any other reason. The reason Rebbe Meir paskened it is because in time of Rebbe Meir, the Ein Ana Motzi Dvar Levatala, Lo Shnahacha, it's always because we need to take a person's statement seriously. Kiman Ozla, and who would you say the following statement of Rabbi Bar Yosef Amarav? If some say it was Amar Vieva Bar Yosef Amarav, following statement, who is it going according to? Namely, Amagdish Behemat Chaveiro. Now, somebody makes his neighbor's behema hekdesh, which is, of course, ridiculous. If you're going to be Magdish, something has to be Shalom. Now, we learn from a pasuk, Ki Yemi Magdish Adavashen Shalom. So he says over there that the halacha is that nonetheless he has to pay the value of that animal to Amish. Who is the author of such a statement? That's also Rebbe Meir. Because since Ein Ana Motzi Dvar Levatala, certainly a person knows you can't make somebody other's a friend's behema kodesh. So he must mean that it's the domim that I want to pay. So I ask the Gemara, why would Rav be quoted differently here? I mean, it's the same thing, isn't it? I mean, Omer Rav Chorazimna. Didn't we just quote Rav Gidol Omer Rav, the Omer Rav Gidol Omer Rav, HaOmer Orech, so did I answer, Kiman Karevi Meir? Obviously, that's Rebbe Meir. Ask the Gemara, but, I mean, that we already know that, because Rav Paskin, as Rav Gidol Omer Rav quoted him, of saying, HaOmer Erech Kli Alai, Notein Damav, and we understood from there that he's Paskin like Rebbe Meir. So what would be the point of repeating it? Because again, Ma'aretem, I might have thought over there, an Adam is Yodea, she'in Erech Lekli. So therefore, maybe Yizgamra v'yarmer l'shem dami, v'shem kein, a behema. The idea is not insane, that it could become Kodesh. It's bat migdash. It can be makadish, you mean makadish behema, right? So maybe what he was saying is, that iyamina lo lemora. What he's trying to say is, you know, if I can get the guy to agree to let me buy it, so then I want it to be Kodesh from now. But my intent is, look, he's not home, this is a beautiful animal. I really want this to be an Ayla. A Magdish is an Ayla, with the understanding I'm going to do my best to buy it from the guy. And in that case, it should be Kodesh from this minute, which, of course, he can't really do. So I might have thought that over there. The halor, and then he's thinking, Vakrava, at that point I'll bring it. And he thinks that it's possible to do such a thing, even though it's currently not in his Rishus. But not that he intended that it should be dummy, and we should, there maybe, Rebbe Meir would be made it, that that is a type of mistake, that's a real mistake. It doesn't call for a reinterpretation of his words, because it could be that he meant to achieve something. Kamash Malandek, it's not like that. He's high of dummy, and that his kavana is to do whatever works. And that's what Rabbi Meir is saying. This would work, not the way you want it, the way the Chachamim will define it. So it works as done. Omer of Ashi, where did Rav say this, that a Magdish Bemis Chavero has to pay the dummy? That's only where he said a lie. Because a lie is an acceptance, is marking via katfe. It's like he puts it on his shoulder. I'm taking it on my shoulder. Okay, so you could say he's being Machayim himself or something. But if the guy said, this, Harei Zo, he points to the other guy's animal, he says, Harei Zo Hegdesh, that's ridiculous. And he's not even saying a Lashon Neder. It doesn't mean anything. There, even Rabbi Meir is by that low, that you don't give anything. Because you cannot give, you're not being Magdish the Domim, and he cannot be Magdish the Guv, and therefore you don't do anything. Dr. Eilika Mishnah, Oved Kochavim. What is the din of a goy? According to Rabbi Meir, a goy can be ne'erach. It can be the object of an erachin. So if you say, I want to pay the value of that goy, so then it's hazakar v'anakeva, whatever it is, and you pay. He certainly cannot be ma'arich, because he's not in the parsha of erachin, or in the darn. Rabbi Yonahimer and Rabbi Kekovim can even be ma'arich, but he doesn't have any Erekin value, because the Torah was not taught about the value of an Ovik Yechovim on some level. It's talking about the value of Yisroel. Both Rabbi Meir and Rabbi Yehuda are Moedah. Zebezeh Moedim, that when it comes to making a Neder, meaning that he wants to give a donation, which is Domim, so over there, of course, he could be both Noder and Nidar. We know, as we're going to see, that a Goy can give a gift to Hegdash. And, obviously, he has a market value. To use him as a reference point for how much money I have to give, why not? It's no different than my refrigerator. Or dikva, as we said yesterday. Tana Rabbana. In the beginning of the parasha, it says, Daber al b'nei Yisrael v'yamartel en ish g'afli neder be'erkecha nifashot l'ashem. And it says specifically, Daber al b'nei Yisrael, which tells me that only b'nei Yisrael can be marich. But Ovdei Kochavim cannot be Marich. Now you might think, Yochol lo yehi ne'erachim, that if that's the case, this whole parsha is not referring to Akum, and therefore they can't even be the object of an erachim. Talmud lomar ish, ki afli ne'er be'erkecha. Ish is mashma, kol shehu ish, which would include even the Ovdei Kochavim, the Rebbe Meir. Omar Rebbe Meir. Rebbe Meir points out, look, one pasuk, namely Ish, Mikra Echad, is Marv. It's including in the same line. So you're Daber al B'nei Yisrael, and then you're saying Ish Kiyafli, right? So one pasuk seems to be inclusive. So it's Marv, even an Akum. Now the other one stresses, B'nei Yisrael's Mumayit. I know what you're going to ask me. You're saying, isn't it arbitrary? You've decided that what it means is they can be used as the Nerach, but they can't make such a Neder. Why do I say that? You're going to ask me, why would I say that they're Ne'erach and not Marich? Maybe it's the other way around. I want to explain to you why I'm saying this way. Because overall, the Torah was marbe more inclusiveness in the Ne'erachim than in the Ma'arichim. And let me show you why. Take a look at the Mishnah, actually, the opening Mishnah. A cheresh, shaita, v'katan. can serve as the object of an erechin, but they cannot make it because of Mishnah Shein Lemdat. Avaloma erechin, in which case it makes more sense to include, even though we have a contradiction, to say that the ish is a reference to being the object of an erechin, and the Berobanei Yisrael is in terms of the mitzvah of putting yourself out to make the erechin. That makes more sense to me. Rav Yehuda says just the opposite. B'nei Yisrael can be the object of an erechin, but not of the kochamim. You might think that they even cannot make an erechin agoy. Yochol lo yumar erechin, talmud lomar ish. And I want to explain to you why I think the exact opposite of Rabbi Meir. Omar Rav Yehuda, v'chi mi'achar shemikra achad marveh, mikra achad mema'et. Why am I saying b'nei ma ani omer ovei kochamim ma'arich v'lo ne'arach? Well, that's because the Torah, obviously, is more inclusive in the Ma'arichin than it is in the Ne'arachin. For God's sake, look in the Mishnah. We have the case of a Tumta of Androgynous, who are perfectly capable of being Ma'arich, but they cannot be Ne'arach. You see, each one is looking to a different element in the Mishnah. Omar Rava, Hilchot at Rabbi Meir Stav, but Taimi Lo Mistav. What Rabbi Meir said as the bottom line is very reasonable, as Rabbi Meir puts it, that B'nai Yisrael are Ma'arichim, but not of the Kofavim, and of the Kofavim are Ne'arachim. But I have to tell you that Taimei lo mistaver. His explanation is not very reasonable. I'll explain to you why. But on the other hand, despite the fact that the Taimei of the Rabbi Yehuda is mistaver, what he comes out with, Halacha l'maaseh, that's lo mistaver. Let me explain myself. He'll go to the Rabbi Meir mistaver the way that he reads the halacha makes sense, because if you take a look at Nehemiah, when it came time to building the Beit HaMikdash, what the Torah was makbid on was not to take money from a goy for the Beit HaMikdash. So they wanted to donate money. The reaction of Nehemiah was lo lachem v'lanu livnot Beit Eloheinu, and then he didn't want to accept that. So since Erechin go to the Berek HaBayit, it makes sense that the bottom line is we shouldn't take money for the building of the Beit HaMikdash, which is what Berek HaBayit is ultimately. Yeah, it's maintenance, building, same basic idea. We use it for improvements and so on. But Lamaisa, time alone is starving. What he's saying is the reason really doesn't make sense. Because to bring a raya from Cheresh Shait to the Cotton, that a goy should be like a Cheresh Shait to the Cotton, I mean, obviously, it's a very clear difference. The Cheresh Shait of the Kotten doesn't have das. Shoshani Cheresh Shait of the Kotten, Lav Menei Dayan, you know. So it's understandable. The Torah would include them in the ability to make a commitment of Neder. If we're being Marba something, we should be Marba the Goy that is able to make a commitment. So, on the other hand, time of the Yehuda is Mistabra, because he is comparing it to a Tumtum Vadrogan, which is Afagavdi B'nai Dayaninu. Look, they're perfectly aware human beings. The Torah said that because of the situation, Matin Rachmana, we don't include everyone in the concept of Erechim. You'll say, but it's very arbitrary. Why do I have to be a Vadai Zoch or Vadai Nekeva? Fine, it's very arbitrary. Why do you have to be a Jew? That's the way it is. You got to be a Jew. That makes sense. But on the other hand, Hilchot, the way he's coming out, is not very mistaken, because it comes out, according to that, that the Torah went out of its way to accept donations for the Beit HaMikdash, for Begoy. And in Lamaise, historically, we see that we're reluctant to accept such donations. What, in fact, I mean, how does Rabbi Yehuda explain that? Rabbi Yehuda, I mean, we do know that the Pasuk says, Lo lachem v'lanu livnot Beit Eloheinu, which would seem to imply that the way that we should search to understand the Pasuk is in Rabbi Meir's direction. My Avilei, what does he do with that? Omer of Chisto, Omer Avimi. He never said that we take the money. Did he ever say we take the money? He said the goy is chayav. That's all he said. What you do with the money? Goneze it. Erko nignaz. We take the money, and we don't use it for anything. But it's like hegdish, it's also banah. But we don't apply it to the Beit HaMikdash because we want to avoid applying it to the Beit HaMikdash. Yes, the Gemara, if you can tell me that, Elamiata lo yima'aludo, if Lamaisa, you are not able to use it, so then if that's the case, it's not called Kodshi Hashem. If it's not called Kodshi Hashem, there should be no din of Me'ila for misuse of the funds for chulin purposes. And I mean, it does say the tanan chamesh chatot ameitot, money or actual korbanos that I cannot bring, I have to wait until they die, or money that was that way, that was hugdash, to a korban that I cannot bring, and therefore I have to throw it into the Yam HaMelech, Elchot Yam HaMelech, the din is lo neni, you're not allowed to be nene, because it belongs to Egdash, but if you do, you're not mael, because it's not called Kachashem, it can't be used by a Kodesh Baruch Hu. So then I ask you, Alama Tanya, why does it say in the Braita that's discussing Kodesh Ovde Kochavim that the din is that there that Bamed Varma Murba Kachem is Beach? Where do we say that Kodesh Ovde Kochavim lo neni velo ma'alim? That's Dafka, where they're giving an animal to the Mizbeach, when Kodesh Ovde Kochavim is perfectly Kodesh Hashem. And we are my only bet. How do you explain that? So this can't be the explanation, because if you're telling me that Rabbi Yehuda is getting out of the problem of Lolachem Balanu by saying we don't use it, then we end up with the question of why we're Mayel. And we are Mayel. Because it says, when do we say we're not Mayel? Only by Kachim is Mayel, but this is Kachim Dami. Something's wrong. Elam Araba Altoi. Rabbi Yehuda holds that it's not that we are reluctant to have Goyish money in the base of Mikdash. That's not the point. The reason that we said Lolachem Balanu was because of the extremely vulnerable moment where over there they were trying to slow down the Binyan base of Mikdash while behind the scenes they manipulated the government back in Persia. And therefore the whole point over there is Mishum Rifyon Yadayim. They were worried over there. They aren't really coming to help. They're coming to make problems. So once they give money, they have a right to say, no, it should be this way, it should be that way. Once you take a partner like that, you're screwed. But over here, and it says the Farish over there, the Raya is the Chtiv, Vayi Am Aretz Mirapim Yedei Am Yehuda Umevalim Otam Livno. They kept disturbing them with one thing after another, building permits, or whatever, just to drive them absolutely crazy. So of course they didn't want to accept them internally into the planning commission of Beit HaMikdash. Masha Enke, over here, where you already have a Beit HaMikdash. Other questions? You're taking money for maintenance and so on. It's not that we have an innate commitment never to involve a goy in a maintenance fund on the Beit HaMikdash. Gufa. Boy Rabba, Dene Roshi, Legabi Mizbeach Mahu, Nidon Bechodo, Oina Nidon Bechodo. Do we say lo ashkan medamim deino nidon bechodo? Or do we say lo ashkan megabi mizbeach that is nidon bechodo? Take. Boy rova erchi alay legabi mizbeach mau nidon beseg yad oine nidon beseg yad. Do we say lo ashkan ba'arachim deino nidon beseg yad? Or do we say on the contrary lo ashkan megabi mizbeach you should be able to pay less than it's worth? It's a nifakal b'shavio. Take. Boy ruvash. Here there's the achuzah l'gav izbeach ma. Mi amrinan lo ashkan tzte achuzah l'mifke ela beit zerach ol nesorin b'chamishim shekel kesel. Or once again, the lo ashkan l'gav izbeach, that should be mifrak ela b'shavyo. In which case, we don't pay any attention to the value that the Torah gave in this case. Pochot b'ben chodesh ni derav alo ne'ra'ach. Well, then no thing don't matter. The mic of the thing. Rabbi Meir Savar, then in the Motzi the Varab Lavatala, and therefore your day, Ashe in Arak in the Pachot Mipen Kodesh, Omar Vomar Lashim Damim, Rabban and Savri, the Motzi the Varab Lavatala. Kimanaz, other Mabidal Amarab, Omer Erech, Kuya Light, Natin Damim, Karabi Meir. I should hope so. She to the Karabi Meir out here. No, it's not so pushing. Because ma the tema filu karabonan, and that the point of here is that hatamu the toyi, and he was so makayet of ikarach and ben chodesh, he can amir pachod ben chodesh. So mamela, he didn't say anything. Halacha the like a lamite, even the rabbanan would say vada yadam yodesh yener chukli. V'gomar amar l'shem damim. In this case, kamash mulan. Ola Rabbi Meir l'may yitzur. Ma the tema time the Rabbi Meir hatam the gaza pachod ben chodesh otu ben chodesh. Aval, Hawker, like a Lamigzar. Nobody's going to make a mistake that to think I don't have to worry about Erkin because I didn't have to worry about Erkin on my TV set. Time of the Rabbi Meir has nothing to do with it. It's because Eina Demati Dvar Levatala, Lo Shana Haka, it's not because of any kind of Gezer. Come on, Oza Hodin Amarab, Rabbi Yosef Amarab, or some seals Rabbi Yeba by Rabbi Yosef Amarab, Hamagdish Bematra Verono Tim Damea. Come on, that's Rabbi Meir. So, Rab already said that. Yes, but in which case he was governed by Amal Hashem Dami. But if Behema were over there, the truth is Behema is Bat Mikdash, right? So maybe what he was thinking was, suppose I get the guy to agree, and I end up owning it, so then I want to be Makdash it from now. Tikdash Lemi Hashta, and then I'll be Makdash it. But the guy certainly didn't intend to say Dami. Come Hashmalan. That's not how we interpret it. Amar Ravashi, Vuhu, the Amar Alai, that we can reinterpret it, a word to mean that he made a netter. He didn't make a netter. He only said, let this guy's animal be Kodesh. It's a meaningless statement. And over there he said, Arezo. Well, what about a goy? Says the Mishnah. Oveit kochavim, Rabbi Meir omer ne'erach, avalo ma'arich, Rabbi omer ma'arich, avalo ne'erach, ezzeh v'zeh modim, shenodrim v'nidarin, when it comes to dummy. Tana Rabbana. B'nei Yisrael ma'arichim, v'eino ovdei kochavim ma'arichim, yoch aloye ne'arachin either, tama lo ma'ich, ev Rabbi Meir. Let me explain myself, says Rabbi Meir. V'chini achish, mikra achad ma'arbeh, mikra achad ma'ed, b'nei mani omer, ne'erach, v'lo ma'arich, because it's more reasonable to say, where do I see that? Chereshet v'katan is ne'erach, but not ma'arich. Rabbi Yehuda Omer, just the opposite. B'nei Yisrael are ne'erachim, but not ovdei kochavim. Yochol lo yu ma'arichim, damu domar ish. Now let me explain myself. Omer Rabbi Yehuda from Yehiachar, shemikra echad ma'arich. Umikra echad b'mayit, b'nei ma'ani omer ovdei kochavim ma'arich, v'lo ne'erach. Because look, a tomb to Androgynous is Marichin. Omar Rav, I got to tell you that the Hilchate certainly makes more sense to Rabbi Meir, Mistar. But how we arrive there, Taime is low Mistar. On the other hand, whereas the Taime to Rabbi is Mistar, but where he gets to is not Mistar. Why do I say this? Hilchate to Rabbi Meir Mistar, Tichtiv lo lachem velanu livnot beit Elohim. But, I mean, the time, where he got it from is a little ridiculous. I mean, obviously, a chereshet v'katan is because they're labnei dayaninu. What does that have to do with an arko? On the other hand, the time to Rabbi Yehuda is mistavra, because he's ma'itelemi tumtum v'androgynous. We're over there, alpha gabdum ne dayaninu. Nonetheless, okay, the Torah arbitrarily is ma'it. Someone who's in vada is okavad, and they gave him yate rachmana. But Hilchot is lo mistavra. Because bottom line is the Torah says Lo lachem v'lanu livnot beit Eloheinu. Indeed, what? How does Rabbi Yehuda explain this? I mean, Rabbi Yehuda, Lo lachem v'lanu my avi my. Om rechisto am ravimi. He didn't say we use it. Maybe Erko is nignas. Nah, it was nignas. Then el meyat lo yimalubo. Ditznan chamish chatot meitot or maot erochot uyam amelach. They're not called kachi Hashem. So therefore, even though they're also about Noah, but you're not really mael on them. Lo mael. And that should be the same thing here, but that's not, because Allah Matanya, Kabikotcha of the Kachonim, when do we say that there's no din of Mi'ila, Daf Kabikotcha Mizbeya, but Kabikotcha Berekabai, the Mo'alim Be'ah? Elam Arova, the real issue is this. Over there, they didn't accept it, Bimei Ezra, that's because of Rifyon Yadai. Techtiva Yamarz Merapin Yadai Am Yudah, Mu'alim Otom Yivnot. So that was Dafka at that time. But, I mean, where you have somebody giving to a extent, Beit HaMikdash, over there we don't have an objection to taking.
But it says